blast off.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hump Day. It is our Hump Day show of the week.
Seems like Thursday, I'm off a day.
I know. Well, I thought it was Tuesday. So there you are.
I didn't get anything straight.
And we're very happy to have you with us, those of you who are listening on Blog Talk and actually getting into the queue for readings. We love you, and we're looking forward to it. And we love you, too, out there in Facebook land. You are watching us live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where it's unrestricted. I mean, you don't have to have a certain membership. Anybody is free to join us there. If you'd like to actually watch the readings in motion, that's the place to do it. Now, speaking of readings, I am using ordinary playing cards as the basis for these readings. So bear in mind, no tarot, no oracle cards, no other methods that I'm sure are very popular that are out there. I just want to make the distinction that we're using ordinary playing cards for the personal prophecy method. And as I mentioned, I will be using a 24 card layout for each of the callers, for those who we give readings to in our Facebook audience. So bear in mind that I will need a minute or so to actually lay out the cards for your reading. Others prefer to do, you know, a quick draw of three, maybe four cards, or however many they prefer. I prefer to use the exact layout that I would use in a private session with any of you. So with that said, I believe now I'll turn it over to you, Jimbo.
Want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind everybody that if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, you must let us know. You don't have to, but you should let us know, because we're going to give you an international live shout-out, like starting out with Jeanette from Canada.
Jeanette, good to have you with us.
Canadian brethren. We'll be getting calls, too. Remember, we had a call the last week, a couple times from Canada.
Yes, we did.
Indeed. Where was it? A couple different places, actually.
Ottawa.
I think it was, yeah. And Ottawa was yesterday, and then somewhere else, yeah. 2 days ago or whatever. So that's cool. That's cool. All right. Calls, 515-602-9676. That is the number you have to call in. When you do so, we'll hear a message basically saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. And it is a true statement. I try to test it once in a while, I forget. But you can listen to the show. If you can't hear the show, there's a problem. So you should hang up and dial again. But now, the important stuff coming up. Listen carefully. When we take your call live, it'll be obvious. Please do the following things legally and safely if you can. Speakerphone, no. Bluetooth, no. Go to the old school, pick that sucker up, and put it to your face. It won't bite you. Also, background sounds and everything else around you, you should murder all those. Kill them. Get rid of them. If you're multitasking, doing a whole bunch of things, which is a great way to pass time while you're holding and bored, please stop doing so. Because that movement around, we can hear a lot of stuff that really screws up the audio quality. Best case scenario is you find a place in your home that's quiet, comfortable, has really good cell phone reception, and good acoustics too, you know, like an empty room. And we say that because your call is going through cell phone land to Blog Talk computer site, website, I should say, their system, and then to our computer and not our computer speakers. And there there's going to be loss of quality of some type. It varies from call to call. Sometimes we don't notice it. Sometimes it's rough. So do all those things if you legally and safely can, and it'll make everything better for you, I, and the listeners. Also, when your reading is concluded, you'll hear that sound. Notice how I said it a different order. Maybe that'll help people figure this out. When your reading is concluded, I'm going to play the harp. Got it? Concluded also means ended. I think it means over, finished. What other words are there? Done. Got to go. So please, it's got to end. We have to go to other people. But since I played the harp, you are going to get an angel card. And tonight, your single card angel card reading before we move on to the next caller will be the Healing Angel card deck. Always a good deck. Always a good deck. And to my Facebook brethren, we will most likely, I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to swing at least a couple spots of openings for you folks. There's folks out there that just can't call in. Most of them are international. Some are domestic. Just can't call in. Maybe the cell phone's charging or something. All they got their computer. For whatever the reason, we like to open the floor occasionally to the Facebook folks so they can do an audio or video messenger call to us. Now, three stipulations is, one, you can't do anything like that until we tell you it's time. If you do it even just a little before it's time, we got to hang up on you. There's no hold system. Another stipulation is you got to be friends with Deborah Lee. And the reason you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, stipulation number three, is that's who you're going to do the messenger call to, is to her. You're not going to do it to the Psychic Love Doctor show. So that's the name of that tune. All right? I think speaking of name of that tune, I think we're going to caller numero uno 630, which is in Illinois, 630.
Hello or, there.
Or is it?
Or is it? Hello?
Where in the world? Oh.
Hello there.
How are you?
You're doing good.
Doing well. How about you?
How's life in the cheese country?
You guys. Oh, my God. It's so exciting. I am kicking butt on this documentary. I mean, I am so close to, I am really closing in on things. I mean, it's getting really exciting. And
wonderful.
What? I know. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So happy. What?
So, yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
You sound very, very happy. What you got cooking? What do you?
This morning I got a phone call from a special agent, and it was about the cyber terrorism and stuff like that. But I also had the opportunity to throw in a couple of extra details there. So they said that they were going to visit this person's home. That was harassing me, and I just wanted to find out how that situation's going to turn out. I gave that special agent a lot of information. I overshared on purpose.
Yeah.
And do you see the message getting through to basically not bother me or?
What is this individual doing to you, if you can tell us?
Okay, so they were a cyber terrorist, the online bullying for the person that was killed. And then when I started reporting on the case, then they tried to dox me and, have people attack me online and post videos and stuff like that. Well, you told me that I was going to be causing a lot of controversy, and that's happening, and I'm sure it's just going to happen more and more as my audience grows.
Okay, I agree. So you want me to look at how things are going to go down with the harasser?
The main guy. Did the main guy get the message? Did he get the smack down? Is he going to, put an end to all of that? I think he's going to turn into an informant. I think I actually did him a favor because I don't know if he even realized the mess he got himself into.
Yeah, probably not. But you're offering him an escape hatch on all that.
Correct.
Actually, shout out to Cho in the UK.
Cho, good to have you with us.
He's only going to be with us for about a half hour.
Oh, I know. You just come and tease us, Cho.
You've got to get up and go to the grind, I bet.
Yeah. All right, I'm laying out your cards, my dear.
Cards are going down.
Uh-oh. Stand by. Make sure it isn't my mother. Are you ready?
Hello. You've reached the limp, flaccid dick line. We are currently unable to take your calls right now, so if you could please leave your name and number, we'll call back with some hard news for you. Thank you. All right.
Did you just gather that on the fly?
You have to do shit on the fly, or it ain't no fun.
You know that's Archangel Gabriel blowing his horn? So I got an extra confirmation because the ringing was going on in the background when I asked my question.
Oh, that is that's an interesting concept.
Yes, I like that.
Ring, ring.
Oh, yes. And I think you already know. This is definitely going to boomerang in your favor. And, what happened?
Everything's back to normal. Go back to the reading.
It came up very quickly, which means the response or the answer is very decisive. And there it is. It's going to go. He will get. It's a he, right?
Yep.
Passing.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Yeah.
We're back. All right. We had technical difficulties. Go ahead, Deb. Repeat the reading.
All right. Let's see. Did you get the part where I said this would boomerang in your favor?
And it's a man.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I figured. I just wanted to make sure that, yeah. Anyway, yes, there's going to be good things resulting from this. So the way the cards came up, it was like, ba-bam. And that always tells me the answer is very decisive. All right. It really, really, and it's very strong in terms of positivity for you. Yeah, for you. So I think this is going to be a good step that is happening here.
That's good. Because when I was talking to the agent, I said, when you go talk to him, let him know that, I don't have any ill will, you know, I come in peace. Like, I'm just doing my job as a journalist, you know. And then some of the other details I told him, he was like, what? And so I felt like that was a good opening because you never know when you're dealing with the agents, like which one's a good agent, which one's you know what I'm saying? So
sure.
I felt confident, but at the same time I got excited because I felt like I gave him some new toys to play with in his toy box at the same time.
So to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I like it. I have got to start to bring this up to you. Somehow, some way, this is going to end up getting leaked to the media. I'm hearing People Magazine and some tabloids. And over in the UK, there's one that I pay a lot of attention to called Daily Mail. And I wouldn't be surprised if this will make that faction in terms of news. So before it's actually even a book. So you never know. I mean, people talk. And
so, I'm 10 days away of finishing 90% of what I have going. So I'm going to be really prepared. Is that what you're telling me, to be prepared?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. And you know, a little early buzz maybe wouldn't hurt. From what I see here, it looks like there will be a lot of talk circulating about this, because nobody else, to my knowledge, and I hope to yours, has picked up on this yet, and it's going to jump the gun ahead of you.
So I contacted this person in that industry and started seeing the ability for that person to present my script to a large company. And I'm hoping that that person will take it seriously and run with it. But if not, there'll be another way.
Sure, there will. But you know what? Bear in mind, it's got to go through the readers, the front door people. I don't know how you want to put it. It'll fall into one stack of email. It's email, right?
Yes.
And then as they do their sorting out from, bogus letters, it'll get moved on to somebody else. And eventually you'll reach the top tier where a decision will get made. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I miss you guys. Thank you so much.
You missed us?
She hasn't called in for a little
while.
Yeah, she hasn't called in for a long time. Yeah.
Well, thank you. We miss all of you when we're not here either.
But you know where to find us.
Yes, you do. Okay, here we go.
Let's heal in angel cards. Think global as the subject. You're being encouraged to spread your wings. Think outside the square. You are a citizen of the world. Expand your vision. Imagine the world within your heart. Embrace it. Surrounded with love. Let it be, and so it will be.
That is perfect.
That is perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes, perfect.
Nah, I really appreciate you being caller number one.
Yes.
Which you had to hold for a wee bit. We thank you, and we look forward to you calling back, and we hope to hear more updates.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, take care now.
She does not lead a boring life whatsoever.
No, that's for a fact.
And she's very happy. Very happy.
Yeah, I wish she could, if she could bottle some of that
enthusiasm
and
happiness,
bubbliness, boy, she'd be a multimillionaire.
Yeah, a lot of people do bottle it. It depends on your flavor. Some of it's Bacardi. Some of it's Jameson, depends on your flavor of your bottled happiness.
But you can't walk around drunk all the time.
Well,
you
can, but you see how that works out for a lot of people. It doesn't.
But there's a hell of a lot of depression out there.
And that doesn't help.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all.
No, since alcohol is a depressant.
It is a depressant, right. All right, ready to rock, ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Because it is time for 520.
Oh,
Here's Lisa.
Hello.
What? I love talking to the earth angels, but I have a bad cold.
Oh.
I did go to the doctor. I went to the doctor this morning, and I'm not, they tested me for COVID. I don't have it, but I just have a really bad cold. Last night, God. Okay, here we go. We went out to dinner with our mutual friends, and it was at a booth, and he sat next to me.
Well,
and our friends sat on the other side, and we were yakking it up. And, oh, my God, Deborah, oh, my God. He started leaning into me. He started rubbing his leg up against mine. He started putting his face up we got to the point of the dinner where we were talking about ordering dessert. He said, I'll split one. I'll have one if you split one with me. I said, sure. And so then he puts his face up to mine. He says, sometimes we just need a little sugar. And then so the other couple started looking down at their plates because we were really first he said, you can have anything you want. And I said, well, be careful how you say that. And so then it was just that kind of thing. When we got up to leave the restaurant, he had his hand on my butt, and then he put his hand on my waist, and then we had to follow the other couple to their house to pick something up. It was in the evening, and I was driving. And so a couple came up to the window, the driver's window, which, I'm the driver, and was talking, and we had a great time with them. And he put his hand on my arm and gripped my arm, not hurtfully, and was talking to them about something. Then I put my hand over his. Oh, Deborah, what do the cards say?
Oh, my God.
So she answered my question, didn't she, Deb?
What?
How many hours did you have sex? So that means that would be... all right, anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Am I reading into this?
actually you're not. And shame on him if he doesn't plan on doing that.
Well, this is...
Shame on him if he's not looking for doing that.
He's giving off all these signals.
Yeah, so I'm saying shame on him. That should have been the night. If not, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Look how sick you are. Maybe it was good that it wasn't, you know?
I think I was building up, and he gave me this big old lecture this morning, which he tends to do that kind of thing. He gets bossy. He said, you've run yourself down and blah, 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 and you need to do this, and I'm here for you. You know, I've never had anyone in my life. Get a load of this. I was thinking, I've never had anyone in my life say, I'm here for you. And
did
if you need any...
Yeah, did he feed you soup? You know, did he...
No, he said, if you need anything, let me know. And you need to eat this, you need to drink that, you know, water and blah, blah, blah. And,
did you tell him that you needed some sausage?
You're so funny.
That it would make you feel really good if you had some sausage?
Well, I called him this morning, Deborah.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm really scared because I could barely talk this morning. And then I said, I don't want anyone. I didn't know what it was. I hoped it wasn't COVID. It's not. I went to the nurse practitioner. But, you know, I said, I'm worried about everybody, you know, that I came in contact with. And so then he just gave me the lowdown in the way that he did. Now, so, Deb, what do the cards say? Are we late to the chapel on time?
When are you people going to believe me?
What is there to believe, Deb? What has happened that should change beliefs?
That he wants to eat from the other end of the buffet now.
Then what the hell's holding up, Deb? I'm pretty hungry. I'm going to go eat at the other end of the damn buffet.
Notice the baby steps he's taking. But now he's starting to get a little bold, touching your derriere, as they say, and gripping your arm.
And then he sent me emoji on my way to the nurse practitioner telling me not to worry. And then he sent me a kissy emoji. And, you know, this morning when I was talking to him before I went to the nurse practitioner, I said, I really like sitting next to you last night. And then he started talking about something. He was quiet for a moment. Then he was talking about our mutual friend. So,
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what your move should be because I'm not seeing you rejected.
I think you're going to have to strip naked and hang from a chandelier or something because good Lord God Jesus, I don't know what the hell's going on with this dude. I mean, I know what's going on with this dude, but here's the deal. I know what's going on as far as his lifestyle and stuff. But you don't do all those things that he's doing now lately if you're not making the shift.
True. And I do think he is. Otherwise, he would not initiate. And if any of our folks that are with us have any experience with this type of thing, if he was not looking to, you know, make that move to the... what I'm saying? Play for the other team.
It's odd to me because he's like... He's like, I don't know, he's like selling the freaking car, and he's getting you into that room ready to put the pen in your hand, but he doesn't want to do it. He's like, what are you doing? Are you going to sell me a car? Are you not going to sell me a car? No?
Show just made a really funny
remark. I know, he's talking about the
shower curtain. Yeah. So I really think, though, that he's, it's like he's kind of playing games with himself. There's going to come a point I think he's going to want you to just grab him, you know?
You know, Deb, the thing is, I don't drink, And I would have to have that under my belt to be able to do it. You know what? I've come on to him so many times. I just don't want to do it again. That's where I stop, because I've come on to him so many times. I mean, I can only do it so many times. I don't want to keep doing it.
I understand.
I mean, I make it available. You know, my body language, I'm in it. You know, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm, you know, give the responses. And
yeah, we know. Oh, we know it well.
I think
yeah.
It's coming. It really is coming.
And I don't know if that's so to speak, though, Deb.
What?
I would like to joke if it's so to speak, but I don't know. I'm not a believer. I'm not on. I don't have cards either, first of all. So I'm just shooting from nothing. I'm shooting
yeah.
from nothing.
And there's
right?
so many things here. Like, for instance, sometimes when they're on certain medications, they can't perform.
Oh, for God's sake, could you make an excuse?
He isn't going to go to the doctor and get a blue pill. But I'm wondering what the deal is. You know, because he's apparently celibate.
Well,
yeah.
Do we really know that? All we know is he's not having bedroom Olympics in his apartment because she would hear it.
He's always with her, too.
Is he with her 24-7? I forgot. I missed that on all these conversations that he was with her 24-7.
Sometimes he goes. Sometimes, not lately, but sometimes he goes and spends time with his friend who is of that lifestyle, you know, but not a lot lately. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Who knows? Do the cards say that it's coming?
I feel it's coming, and I'm pretty good at this stuff, you know. Sure, occasionally I'll miss something. I'm only human, you know, after all. But I don't see a relationship like that with the other guy.
Like what?
Like me.
Tell me, like what?
Like full-blown.
Spit it out.
I'm trying to think of a way to put it.
Just freaking say it.
If they're doing anything, I would put it in the category of mutual masturbation, and it has nothing to do with affection or, you know, that other kind of gratification.
You realize that that's pretty
common. Well, he told me he's not into that guy. He told me he's not into him. And
I don't believe he is. Or
and,
he tells you. Yeah.
Yeah, he tells me what he's doing when he's not with me. I don't know. You know, all I know is I'm trying to get over this cold, and I really dig him. That's to use his phrase. I love the attention. I love the closeness. And,
yeah.
You know, last night he was saying we got to take these people out again, you know, because
sure.
they pay for our dinner, so now we owe them, and so we're making plans. You know, it's that kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much. Like Jimbo says, you know, I have no idea.
He's sending off false signals at this point. Based on that day you described, shame on him.
What day?
She just described all the stuff that happened and all the touching and all that stuff.
And where
they should have said goodbye to the couple, and they should have went back and done the bedroom Olympics, type for competition.
You know, Deb, do you see him as being very shy? Because I was kind of stumbling around when we were coming home last night. I was fumbling, and I wasn't thinking about it. Next time I'll really go for the gold. But, he was standing by the car. I was trying to get out of the car, too. And I said, well, I have to get up early in the morning just to fill a conversation happen there. But I don't know. I don't know. You know, next time I'll just say, well, no, I did ask him. I said, do you want to go for a ride? In more ways than one. No, do you want to go for a ride out to the country? Because there's some place out there we said we would go check out. But he said, no, I'm too tired. Okay, so with that, I wasn't going to, like, clobber him over the head and drag him into my apartment.
This guy, man, he
with you being sick.
If I was head of the man union, he would not be allowed in.
You've said that. With you being sick, you should tell him you need him to rub some Vicks Vapor Rub on your chest.
He was touching her butt,
right.
He didn't want to touch anymore later.
I'm kidding. I have to tell you, this guy's really stuck. something me too.
Yeah, exactly.
I've dealt with the situation often in the past, and it never has ended up at a, in a stall like this.
Well, let's take a quick pause. Here's an interesting thing. Chill, because he's going to leave soon.
Yeah.
For the cold, he said, "I'll you hear all these different things." He says he likes he tried a boiling hot Coca-Cola with ginger and lemon.
Oh,
okay. Makes it better.
Hot.
Oh,
Coca-Cola.
Thank you.
Boil hot Coca-Cola
thank
with ginger
you.
And lemon, and
wow.
then give that a shot. All right.
That is interesting.
Thank you.
I'm gonna remember that.
I don't know. I Deb can do it. It doesn't sound good to me, but a lot of cold remedies aren't for taste. So,
no.
But, you know, he did say what he said this morning, you know, if you need me, and he texted me, and he said it, if you need me for anything, let me know. When I got home from the doctor, you know, he said it again, and let me know if you need anything. And then he kept saying, you know, drink your soup, because I made a batch of soup, and we froze it.
Sure.
He had his soup, me and mine, and he said, drink your soup, drink a lot of water, but tell me if you need anything. I think, Deb, you picked this up before, that he's kind of a caretaker kind of thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was thinking what you should have said was, the doctor says I should have my temperature taken a lot, but I don't have a thermometer.
Yeah.
Do you have a rectal thermometer?
Or do you have any kind of a probing device that you could use to check my temperature? That'd be great.
It's more accurate.
I'm saying that stupid forehead shit. What's that telling you?
Tell him to come and make you some tea and some toast.
And maybe, you know,
whatever you need.
And if you're making tea, you got to have a tea bag in there somehow, right? So,
oh,
you know.
Where do you put the tea bag?
Yeah. Tea bagging.
Is that a new trick?
Yeah.
That's broke out.
Yes. And you said you had something for me.
I didn't say anything for
you.
Yeah,
you said, oh, wait, I have something for you.
I was trying to tell you about that.
Okay.
It was the cold remedy. I thought you'd be interested in that.
Let's give Lisa her card.
Let's give Lisa her card.
I hope you feel better tomorrow.
Yes. You do sound like, damn. All I could say. She said, as soon as she called, it's like, you don't have to tell us you have a cold.
Oh, it was
very evident.
Sound like a trucker? But Deb, overall, bottom line, the cards were very positive. Were the cards promising?
Yeah.
I mean, were they positive?
Yeah, and remember, he's been in that lifestyle for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's questioning everything about it inside himself because he's thinking, this is way more than a friendship with a woman. This is a courtship is what you two are doing.
Well, I'm glad you could. I don't know what the hell is going on between his ears, so I'm glad you got cards at least, because I don't get it with all this body touching and rubbing.
Well, those are signals. But
yeah, those are signals for
affection.
Bedroom Olympics begin.
Affection.
No,
well, I'm ready.
You don't do the butt rubbing thing for just to show that I want to be affectionate. Butt rubbing things like, yeah, baby, let's do it.
You could really trip his trigger if you wanted. Tell him to come over and give you a foot massage because it'll make you feel better. But then you could look at him and say, I love your hands and what they're doing to me. So when can I have the rest?
You know what? I have talked about his hands till the cows come home. I love the shape of his hands, and I've said that. I love the shape of your head. I've said that to him.
But I don't
think I have added,
when can I have the rest of you?
Oh, yeah.
And then if he seems really shocked, you could go, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, if you say just kidding, I don't know if I would say that.
That card takes it off the table.
Well, think about it. Eventually, somebody's got to make a move here.
I feel like I've made so many moves.
Yeah.
I mean, Gilbo knows. He keeps the list. He knows.
You've gone above and beyond the call of duty for a normal red-blooded woman. You should not have to make any more moves. You have sent so many signals that a blind hermaphrodite freaking person would be like. She wants me to jump on her,
and
I shall do so. But, you know,
myself, I probably would have dropped him by now. I'd have put my cards, so to speak, on the table and said, look, I can't be around you. You're not coming forward for us to have a complete relationship.
And she hasn't got to that point yet. Right.
But
right.
That, I would have to move on. Yeah. Because,
well, you know, I am. I'm not shutting it down. I am going out to events and all that on my own. So I'm not shutting it down. But, you know, if anything else comes up, oh, well, it comes up. But
I think you are, that is like a wise move that you should play right there. Don't shut it down.
Right.
Be positive, move forward. But don't just shut everybody else out in your life for it. That is the wisest thing you can do, I believe.
I think so, too. And start dating, and I would be very upfront about it myself.
Yeah, if somebody says, you're going out with another guy, so I was like, where am I going to get some man meat? Where am I going to get it? Who's going to give it? Who's going to give it up? Yep. Who's going to drop their trowel? Come on. You know, if you're not going to do it, why do I have to stick around here? Somebody's got to seal the deal, you know?
Yeah.
But you might never have that conversation. That's just like a what-if scenario, you know? You didn't see it in the cards.
Have him help you pick out your outfit for the date. I'd be amazed or, you know, curious to see what he'd have for you. So.
All right. Well, hey, real quick, Lisa,
all right, here, Lisa.
I know it's very early there, but being sick, it doesn't hurt to go to bed early, or at least rest.
Yeah.
And perhaps you should not maybe rest in your fun place, the car, all the time now that you're sick. Maybe you should stay inside.
Yeah.
You don't need those scars all over the place when you're feeling ill.
I would
Ill.
Love to see a picture of that.
I picture it like one of those harem tents, or those old tents like in Baghdad back in the day. Well, you know, like I Dream of Jeannie, she had all these little scarves on her and stuff like that. All right, anyway, here we go. Subject is trust. I didn't even read this, so this is total pulling it from, you know, the butt. All will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. You need healing. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know.
Thank you.
So I'm telling you, and I can't see any other way. I don't have cards and debit cards. I don't think you should deviate anything you're doing.
Right.
But also, you shouldn't sell your soul for this either.
No.
Like you said, you got to keep on it.
No, I mean, sometimes it just gets boring. You know, nothing's happening. So,
I feel bad for you,
myself.
Actually, in that.
I will tell you this, Lisa.
You deserve.
That man's going to rue the day that you belong to somebody else. And he is going to chew his knuckles and fingernails because he had all of this time as a man.
Or if he doesn't, then that means it was a test of his lifestyle, and he's going to have to embrace it forever and be comfortable with it, maybe.
Right.
Well, we sure hope you feel better.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, get rest and let us know when you. Well, you don't have to. You can call. You can call us anytime. Sick, health, anything. It's like one of those wedding bells. And sickness and health, for better or for rich.
Sure.
You can call us anytime, Lisa.
Well, I hope you're better tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope you are. I mean, that sounds like it came on pretty quick. Well, we didn't talk to her yesterday, so I can't say that it came on too quick.
No.
You know, I was feeling really exhausted and dragged out, and then all of a sudden, I woke up this morning like this.
Aww.
Well, you know, hopefully it'll leave as fast as it came.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you.
Yeah,
all right, we wish you well, my dear. I'm on Team Lisa.
Take care now.
Team Lisa, she's done everything in her power.
Yeah, honey, you really have. And I think that another man will not make you work so hard. You know.
I'd have been streaking through restaurants all those signals. I'll tell you what, man. I wouldn't even have messed around. I wouldn't have waited until we got home.
You would have just had her right there.
Well, after all, for all this period of time, all those signals that build up, I'd have went crazy. But, all right.
Okay, honey, take care.
But like Deb's card said, do not waver at this point. Do not waver. Yep. All right. Thank you so much, and hope you rest where it is.
Yeah, I do too.
And there, we put her on mute. We don't hang up on folks. We just put you on mute. You can continue listening to the show the entire time. Some people do. I think the time has come First of all, international shout out, and this is pretty cool. It's Sam Marie. I had to say Sam, and she's in the. I don't want to say it wrong because people put out international hit squads on me if I get the exact location right. UK South Wales. International shout out. This is her first time, and she's actually pretty – she's loving it. She's like – first she was making some comments and thought she was getting in trouble, and then she's wondering if this is a sex hotline. No, this is all fun stuff here. And it's – you know, we have fun. You know, Mondays we have a show with News for the Soul. We got to kind of tone it down. But the rest of the time, we don't tone it down. We're not showing porn flicks or anything like that. But there's no subjects we cannot talk about.
We are the sex gurus.
We talk about everything and anything. And speaking of which,
yeah.
Right now, let's see. I got to type it first. Messenger, I'll do it as I type it, but they'll get to type it first. We're opening the floor for Messenger calls. Oh, Sam, you don't have to apologize. I joke about the sex hotline. She's probably not used to this.
It's funny.
This is as informal as you can get.
Yeah.
You should come back. You don't have to apologize for anything. As long as you don't actually physically say something negative about another person more than once. I mean, one time we'll say something. Hey, come on. Be nice. As long as you're nice, we can say anything you want in here. Facebook might not like that if you say really bad words, but we don't care. I'd ban nobody for just
saying all this stuff. And I think Blog Talk's pretty free, too.
All right, I've opened up the door. The window is open. I hope whatever you're doing isn't going to screw up somebody calling in there, chickadee.
No.
You decided to play right now.
No, I'm not playing.
You are playing.
No.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just want to get this in before I lose it.
You are, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter. It won't go. Oh, it's right here. Oh, shoot.
What is that? How do you know that's legit?
Well, we won't worry about it. Just go ahead.
I sit next to somebody that terrifies me when it comes to the internet. She clicks. If something pops up, she just clicks the shit out of it. I'm like, what are you doing? All right. Yes, I like when the little cursor goes away. Now, don't worry, callers. We're going back to you. The show's not over. Don't look at the clock. Don't freak out. We go beyond 8, typically, and we are tonight. Folks, somebody, and sometimes people don't feel like it, especially maybe a new person. Type your question in now. We'll take a typed question now if we go back to the phone lines. The first one, first come, first serve. I want to see the actual question.
Well,
don't
I might
say
have
me.
A long thing to say. Then what?
Then I will then paraphrase and add the information later. So I want to know why my boyfriend. And then you can add the information as soon as you give that in. I'm just telling you, I'll take the first come, first serve. Remember when we first started doing those Wednesday shows? I used to make lists. I used to save questions. I was nuts after that.
They all liked it.
Oh, they loved it, but I was going crazy. Thought I was at work.
Yeah.
We do a lot of copy, paste, and all this crap at work all the time, writing documents and stuff. So we shall see. Here it comes. I think Sam Marie was very – you know what? I will look up her question if she's not fast to type. Here we go. You ready? I think Deb's ready. Okay. She's having a good time. She was kind of shocked. And Joe said goodnight to us, but it's good.
Good night, darling.
She says, I'm just hoping after 4 years of being single, I don't want to be single for another 4 years. And she kind of was also giggling because she couldn't believe all the crap we were doing, but yeah.
Is that a question?
I've been single 4 years now. Will I ever find anyone? She doesn't want to keep being single. So we got you. Jeanette's right. Those were, in their way, they were super fun shows because Facebook was packed when we just did Facebook-only shows. Once it was every Wednesday, we didn't surprise anybody. People were like, they were like, boom. They were getting in line like instantly, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm trying to get in line. I'm trying to do the intro. But you can't just do it spontaneously. You have to dedicate a night.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got big. If you just throw it out there like we did that Sunday night, it was like, meh. But if you dedicate a night, wow, they come thrown in hard, remember? I can do it. I can do it one day a week. Yeah, Janet is right. That was some badass fun shit.
It was.
It kept me on my toes. I couldn't even think or talk or anything hardly, but it was good. All right. Sam Marie.
Oh, yes. I really do feel that you have somebody coming into your life before too terribly long. And this is a good time for you to turn yourself squarely towards the future. Whatever came before, that was a lesson to be learned from. And you'll be going forward from now on. Just be careful, because I see that if you are around at like social, what would they be called, like venues, social venues.
Yeah, you're out in public or whatever. It's the UK. But if you're out in pubs and clubs
things,
or
be
whatever.
Be careful, because not,
mingling.
Not everyone you would meet is honest and trustworthy and all of that good stuff. So, I do believe it's coming before too long. I would say into the summer,
Into the summer it is.
Yeah. So your cards look really good. I know you've had your ups and downs and stuff, but it's time for a really good person.
So actually to her,
yeah,
she's 4 years into the summer is actually really soon.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's like super soon then. That'd make her pretty happy.
I think so. It would make me happy.
Yep. And, you know, we won't have to get all the bedroom Olympic things. You know how that goes. Right.
It'll be good, and you will enjoy it. Your friends will even be jealous because the connection is so strong. It's like one of those meant-to-be types of meetings. And, and there's a potential here for a very meaningful soulmate connection. So I hope you'll keep joining us so we can stay on top of this.
Yeah, and there was a lot of... When we know when Lisa's in here, things get crazy. She was joking and laughing. She made a comment, too, about the sausage. She goes, everybody needs a sausage. So she knows how I hope she's still here. I haven't heard anything for a few minutes. But. All right. Sam Marie. Oh, I mean, play the official. The harp. That means your reading with Deborah is concluded. So it's a free reading. It's your first time here. If you like, it's like a Glove Doctor show. You will get notified every time we go live, and you're welcome to go back each and every
time.
That's
right.
You have a lot of UK brethren here. You missed Cho.
No, yes.
I think Cho. I don't know. Maybe he was here. I don't know. Maybe Cho was here. Cho also was in the UK, and you missed him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of other folks that show up from time to time from all over the world. Oh, I believe they agree, too. It's like, yeah, what? 3 months for repair, but that's cool. That summer you told her.
Yeah, and it'll be the meeting. And here's the thing we all need to remember. I can do my best to try to nail down a time, but it's going to come to us usually in its own way and time. And right now, your future partner is getting ready for you. So by the time your paths intersect, you'll be ready for each other.
And
doesn't
like
that sound sweet?
It does, but like you said, intersection, the meeting is in the summer, right? It doesn't mean that... Come summer, you know, you're getting married forever. It just means there's going to be some kind of contact.
Yeah,
right?
And I do feel it's going to work out beautifully.
Well, here we go. She said, the thing is, I don't go out. I look after my 3 children, and when men do try to chat me up, I'm not interested because I'm scared of getting hurt.
Yes. And a lot
and
of
you
them
should
are
be,
scammers.
You're wise to do so.
Yeah.
You're wise to default to safety.
I agree.
Yeah, especially when you got kids. If you didn't have kids, well, then you can be a little more loose.
And,
you know,
it takes a special man to want to embrace all of that. And that's an important thing. Don't introduce the kids too early. But when you do introduce them, it's like his trial run as a future stepfather.
Typically, at first, it depends if you're on a website, I don't know, whatever. But if you're just meeting somebody, you don't have to talk about them right away unless they ask. If they ask you if you have children, you don't lie. But if they don't ask, it's the first time you just bump into somebody. You don't have to bring it up on your own unless it comes up.
But it is kind of good to find out.
Very soon you should, yes.
Where they stand. If this is a person that you know,
yep,
has had enough kids or whatever,
absolutely.
Then that is not a contender for your heart.
Right. And if he's a And you can't feel negative about a guy that says, I want to be involved with a woman with kids. You got to give him credit for being honest. You know, he's not trying to, he could try to fake it to get in your panties.
Yes.
But if he's honest, says, you know, I'm sorry. I went through the kid thing. I don't want to do it again. You should thank him.
Really?
Because he could just lie to you. Say, I love kids. I love them. And then he'd be nice to your kids. So he bangs you. And it's like, yeah, I hate you all. So there is something to say about honesty, even if it's not the thing you want to hear about it. Saying, did I do that? Oh, let me try it again. Aha. It is Archangel Uriah. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. Now, these are the archangels speaking. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind unite in harmonious balance. Harmonious, let me say it properly. Harmonious balance. Hey, international shout out. We say thank you so much, Sam from the UK, and international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Hello, everybody, and goodbye to those who are leaving us.
I don't think anybody's leaving us, but I think Cho is the only one that left. I think they're going to stick around.
And
we have a call.
Yes, we are going to have to call it at 8 o'clock, I think, only because I'm getting a weather headache. What are they called? Weather-induced migraine, and I'm getting one.
One thing real quick before we move on is one of her things is her daughter's father actually beat her up, put her in a hospital, so that's why she's timid. Think about getting back into the dating pool again. And at least you're not an idiot and just jump back in. You're wise.
And come to us to check out this guy. That you, whoever you meet, will be able to tell you. You don't need that ever in your life.
No, absolutely not.
I've had
no human on earth.
I've had an abuser in my past too.
Nobody. Well, Hitler probably could have used an abuser, but you know, maybe as an adult.
And
Kitty probably
you,
had one, but as an adult, somebody should have been beating his ass.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times your friends will abandon you when they find out you're in an abusive relationship. They don't want to. Get involved.
There's a lot of different reasons. A lot of times they don't know what to do. That's the biggest thing. Like people say like about drug addiction or mental health. A lot of times you think, well, they don't care about me. Well, you got to back off. Sometimes people just don't know what to do. They're not educated. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody says, you know what? I'm kind of starting to do the heroin thing. And the buddy just kind of says, oh, really interesting. Well, you know what? I don't think he's not a friend or anything. He just might like, this is beyond my scope of reality. I don't even know what to say to that person. So I'll say nothing.
Okay.
It'd be nice. Yeah, so I'm just saying. Some people, doesn't mean they're cold and distant and don't care about you. Sometimes it's like, whoa, it went over their head. So.
Did you say we have a call?
I do have a call.
Well, we better take
and
our
we'll
call.
Take it, and we shall do so. That call is 254, which is down in, I think it's Gabby.
Hello. Yes, it is.
Well, hello there, Miss Gabby.
She is that woman. Cold.
Hey.
And she holds a long time, and we appreciate your patience.
Did you get your phone back?
Well, I still haven't got my internet back, but I'm still, like, not ungrounded of some sort because the IT guy of our of the group home company had quit, and they're trying to find another IT guy, so that's what it is. So I think I am still grounded, but I don't know for sure, but I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I'm just, like, taking it in stride because on February 19th is going to be the 6th anniversary of my mom's death, and I'm, like, really getting a little anxious as the days wind down.
Yes. I'm sure,
So I told my staff, and I said I'm a little anxious. I'm going to have anxiety attacks and everything. They said, well, what do you want to do? Anything special? So the one thing I wanted to do was get a tattoo or piercing. But that's kind of like something that I have to do with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't do that. So now I made the choice. I'm going to go to the library, the public library, because I go to the church library at my church, but not the public library. So I'm just like saying, let's go to the library, because I was going to eat my feelings. But I thought that's not a good idea.
No, it's not. She was going to eat her feelings.
What does that mean?
Like overindulging in food.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was some kind of metaphor or something. Okay. She means literally. I got you. Yeah. some people, it makes them feel better, but I got you. Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you want me to look in the cards for you?
Sure. Yeah. What would you like to know?
Well, I want to know about this producer that you contacted. I want to know what our relationship is going to be like. Is it going to be like one of those, like, the beginning of a beautiful friendship kind of relationships or not? I'm just so curious.
Okay.
All right. Maybe catch me up a little bit because I have the memory of a fly. What was the producer thing when you called last? So, what went down there exactly?
Well,
yeah.
I remember Deborah Lee recommended me this producer, writer person that she knew, and she was going to give me, like, the contact information or whatever. And since I still don't have internet, I'm just, waiting patiently just to open up my email and get something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. When you get your internet back, that's going to be your starting line.
It has to be.
That's going to be mean the time is right now for you to go forward.
That's true. In the world we live in.
Yeah, do you know when I'll get it back?
Oh, there's a good question. That's always tough, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
One thing, Gabby, hang on to whatever money you've got. I see it possibly being being gone. If you have cash.
Yeah, do you have cash? Hopefully not cash laying around or in places in your room or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
Good. Well, that's a good thing
because that's
a good thing. At least that's one less thing to worry about.
Somebody there is going to claim that they have had their money stolen. And if you don't have cash, just try to be careful. I've told you before, you were going to be implicated for something.
Would it be money or can it just be an item of value?
Item?
Like jewelry?
Sure,
I don't know.
It could.
Because if they don't have a lot of free flow cash, then that wouldn't be a thing. But it could be something of value, right?
Yeah, it could. And it's coming soon, so what you need to do is be prepared. And if there are other women there that are a little on the hinky side, you know, if you can tell that they're really not for you, then stay away from them, okay, until passes out. And once you get your internet, you are going to be off and running, and you'll be able to connect and network with others, okay, that are in the industry. So I think that's going to be a wonderful time for you. It'll be like being free. Okay? And in the meantime, don't tell anybody you're working on. You know, not everybody is honest. You're right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Boy. If only they were.
I know.
If only it was like the Wizard of Oz where the bad people were very obviously bad and not hiding. Good God, it'd be
so
nice. Yeah, it'd be so nice.
So just be careful. Watch yourself.
Yeah, you have to watch yourself. Just in case nobody else is.
And I do think it's going to be soon. But soon is so much of a relative word.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Because it means something different to every single person.
Yeah, and it's an exercise for you right now in patience. Like everything else is, you know what I mean?
The only people like that patient words are doctors and dentists because it's a different one. You know what I'm saying? It's a different one, right? Hate that damn word.
Okay, Jim's going to give you a card now.
Okay.
All righty then. Let me see what the best of these two are good here. Whoa. Ah, I like this one better because I would want this no matter what. This is the Healing Angel cards, and the subject of this card is Healing Angel.
Wow.
At this very moment, you are being bathed in gold, pink, and deep green light. And those are if you have a good imagination.
Healing colors.
And if you know how brilliant those are, if you have a good imagination. I don't have. I know it does. Accept this healing. We, your angels, surround you with the wings of love. You are eternally free, eternally fresh, and eternally abundant.
Yes.
Abundance is a good thing when thinking what she eventually wants to do.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's going to flow. These days will be behind you, Gabby. They will. And boy,
all right.
you're going to make the most of life. You're going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, but when you think about it, look at some of the writers and stuff out there. All this stuff she's going through, this is a lot of material she might want to put into.
Yeah, you should use
a screenplay or a book.
You
might want to do some.
Yeah.
Some folks do screenplays and books. Some do, you know. That's going to be your thing. But you got, you're going to have so much. You're going to have a wealth of all these things in the past that nobody knows about, that experience that you can put on paper and be very happy and successful.
So good luck to you, my dear.
We do wish you good luck. We do.
We know where.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and we appreciate your patience holding as long as you do.
Oh, you do. That
considering
was...
it's not as easy for you as like it is everybody else.
Yeah, we love that, honey.
Yeah.
Yep, you put
you
the effort in. We appreciate it.
Well, God bless you, darling. You're going to face a beautiful future.
Yeah, and I hope everything works out.
Okay.
And keep calling us.
All right. You call us again.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Yeah, we're gonna have to call it. I'm just not well in my head.
Well, we did be on the 8 o'clock mark, not a lot, and we have no other callers, so we took care of our callers. We had one or two drop.
Yeah.
Things happen in life, you know. It's the middle of the week at home, so you know. All right, folks. To our blog talkers, first we shall.
There'll be another one.
Lisa's still listening. Hope you get better, Lisa.
Yeah, get better. Bye-bye now, everybody.